Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Hey, you know it's Taz and
Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, Taz and the Moose with you here on this Friday morning on CBS Sports Radio. Number to call, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Mike Pete across the way, Bogus, with your updates. We take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, and we've hit it all if you've been locked in for the first couple hours. If you haven't, this is your first hour joining us here on this Friday morning. We'll welcome aboard.
Yeah, welcome.
We'll keep you for the next hour here. Make sure to check out our podcast each and every day. Numbers, according to the Blooming Rose, are very, very good in terms of our podcast numbers, correct?
Yeah, I saw that person you're referring to in the hall yesterday. I forgot to tell you this.
Oh, no.
I forgot to tell everybody this. The elevator bank.
Oh, nice.
The gentleman you're speaking of.
And the Blooming Rose?
As soon as he did the, how do I explain this on the radio? He did the, look, so as I'm going through the glass doors.
Get side eye?
Yeah. You nailed it. Yep. Side eye Jones, back turned to me. Boom, he was Gonski. I mean, it's almost like he just like ran through the
door. He was
like
the Roadrunner?
Yeah, dude. I wish I had that drop. But yeah, like, boom, he was gone, dude.
Beep, beep.
Side-eye Jones, and out of the elevator, and a quick turn, and boom, gone, dude, gone. And I'm thinking, hey, homie, I'm not looking to talk to you either, so right. It's all good. So, that's what I...
That's funny.
That's the numbers, just for us.
The numbers have been good, so we appreciate that.
Oh, podcast numbers are phenomenal.
And we appreciate all the love and support you show our show each and every day. You can download those podcasts, radio.com and Apple Podcasts.
Your point, Moose. At times, sometimes the podcast team that work under Mike, they might get the show out a little late because there's some whatever. There's very little editing. We don't really do editing, right, Mike? And this is more live to tape our podcasts.
Yeah, it's basically just taking the show and putting it into a podcast form.
Right, and your
little
team
to
does
no
this.
Effort,
right.
Basically.
Yeah, basically, the team, you know, I usually get a sandwich and the team's taking care of it.
I'm trying to really put Mike over. It was like little to no effort.
Well, Mike's anyway. Like basically, well, I take a recording of the show. And
it's actually not that difficult.
I put it up on... Put it up on the podcast
site.
I know.
I'm trying to build him up, and he just... Well, anyway, so the thing is, though, sometimes it might be a little tardy, right? For whatever reason. Sometimes it's short.
And it's typically up around the same time, but depending on what happened in the...
Can just work at me a little bit. I'm begging you.
I'm tardy.
It's like... No, not you. I'm not blaming you. I'm saying sometimes it's like... My point I'm trying to say is the audience...
Is ready for it at a certain time.
Right. And then they get upset, and on the social media, they might go at some people. Where's the... Taz and the Moose podcast. This happens.
It's always up by an hour.
Okay, Mike, this guy's killing me. He's just...
I mean, sometimes 45.
All right, Mike, let it go. This is when he doesn't want to play nice.
Right,
together.
You can bring a horse to water. Yeah, you can't force him to drink.
Where do you see, once the Nets are winning, how he's going to be? The attitude he's going to have, the sarcasm and the cockiness. You could tell it already, Moose.
Well, he's got a new podcast coming out, right?
Well, that's true.
I do.
Might be a good opportunity to plug that. It's No More Basketball or Marriage.
No, that's gone. Ski.
That lasted three episodes.
Because the producer of an uber successful morning show on the side is a. Now you're going to be doing what?
I'm going to be doing food deliveries. Oh. So I'm talking about my experience on the road.
Isn't that great?
It's perfection.
Isn't that?
I know Uber Eats.
It's the plug. So,
well,
yeah. So.
I mean, it is part of the storyline. He told me, I'm like, I go.
We don't need to promote.
No, promote, the other day when you were out, yeah. It's just a quick mention.
Right,
but
no,
the other day you were out, he came in and his hair was all tussled.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
No, his hair was all tussled and this and that. I go, Mike, are you okay? It looks like you just he goes, man, Uber Eats last night. I go, what happened? You order food? He goes, no, I'm driving for them at night. On the week, I go, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I understand. Listen, we both understand what you have to do to hustle and in order to try and make more money. I get that. I understand it.
He's
now
a producer of a very successful national radio show.
But Mike is, well, that's the thing, is that So if you order, you know, if you're in the great, if you're in the greater Jersey area, right?
Good luck,
Essex County.
No, and you order some dim sum.
Oh, come on.
Or a little, and then Mike Buseglia shows up wearing a Taz and the Moose shirt.
That would be tremendous.
Hey, I listen to you guys every day. I actually produce the show. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
That's kind of where we are.
You delivered my wonton soup, dim sum, and a couple egg rolls?
In a poke bowl.
Right.
I've done a lot of poke bowls.
I'm sure you have. So,
a lot of poke.
The thing is, though.
How is Taz as a guy?
He's actually a real douche.
Listen to the podcast.
Tell me about Melusis.
Listen to the podcast.
Why does everyone want to fight Melusis?
Listen to the podcast.
You ever run into Mark Melusis?
So, the thing is, you, speaking of podcasts, you're going to, while you're delivering food for this unnamed company, you are going to podcast and talk about basketball while you're delivering food.
No,
correct?
I'm doing it after the fact. I'm taking notes on all my deliveries and notes that I think are entertaining. And then after the fact, I'm talking about the experiences, what I saw on the road, and then tying it in with some hoops talk.
Okay, that's all great, but how does that help me and my co-host? That's what I want to know.
It doesn't.
Okay, well, we need to make it work for our show. So you do all that, and that's great. We'll help you promote your podcast.
Great.
But then you take one of your good stories, whatever, each day or each week, with the delivering food, some crackpot, you open it, he opens the door, and he's sitting there, and whatever he's wearing, he takes your, the dim sum from you.
Right.
We want those good stories.
Soiled underwear.
Right. We want those stories here.
Done. Deal.
We want the good, like on Seinfeld, we want the good stories. Remember that?
Yeah, when he was we selling want
the, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Deal. Done.
You know what? I got a great, no, right.
You got a better idea.
I got a, no, like a little piece of production, right?
A little open.
Right. No, yes. You're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like this.
Veseglia's Day of Food Delivery.
We need a good name, though. We got to have
right,
a,
we'll come
gotta,
up with
come
a name.
Up with a name, yeah.
And we'll get Martin, and we'll get Zach. We'll buy him one of the Taz and the Moose attire, and mm-hmm. we'll get
Thank
him to put
you.
Together and work a little production. Maybe he'll get the guitarist in again.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike can tell us some funny quips and stories from his nights on
a
the road.
Better music.
Nuggets and lunches as well. And just one quick tease.
Excuse me about lunch?
And lunches.
Oh, yeah.
Big-time
oh,
lunch
great.
Delivery.
Double,
and,
double dipping,
one quick tease. I delivered a pizza to a hotel room and didn't seem like there were little shenanigans
really?
Up there. It was a little awkward for me.
Dirty. Oh,
wow. These are some of the stories you'll get. Yeah, just a tease.
A little horizontal gimmick Jones. I got you. Okay.
Jones to Jones.
All right. So, okay.
Good for Mike.
We just got a new segment we're doing here.
That's it. We got to do that.
Cross promote.
I love it.
We'll promote the podcast
yes.
for you.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an independence with this pod? Like, you have a company you signed with?
You mean,
exactly.
No,
so he's a
ouch. Yeah, my own.
His reaction was
no, I have a company.
Right. No, this. This is it does harken back.
This
like we
company.
Think about like Mike now is producing the mornings, you know, delivering food in the afternoons and at nighttime, right? In the greater New Jersey area.
I really wish this wasn't public. That part of it, like, but whatever.
Why? Why?
Oh, it kind of makes you know. It's
well,
like,
that brings me to a story,
okay.
Right? When I was working for Mike and the Mad Dog, right?
Yeah.
As successful a radio show, a sports radio show tandem as we've seen, right? Created it.
But the guy I know by the water cooler in Lansing, Michigan, might not know.
Mike Francesa, Chris Russo, WFAN in New York. They, you know,
now they know.
They helped create sports talk radio.
Right.
I mean, they were not created. They didn't create it. I should say they were the first really kind of talk show that really was ultra uber successful.
Right. They did the 30 for 30. Was
correct.
It 30 for 30
right.
on ESPN? 30
yes,
for 30, right?
They
yeah,
did
yeah,
30
did that.
For 30.
Yeah, so
right.
a lot of folks might have saw that.
So I was working. I was doing Pete's job. I was working the board for Mike and the Mad Dog, right? And
that's the job you always tell me you were better at than Pete. That job, right?
Right. No.
Make sure
well,
I know
it's completely.
Right.
We had carts, but it's
I know,
different.
It was
harder, but
right, right.
Russo would come to me and be like, "Hey, Marky, you still living in your dad's basement?"
We used to call you Mark,
like Marky,
Marky,
Marky.
I used to call calling you Marky.
He goes, "You still living in your dad's basement?" I go, "It's not his basement. It's the lower portion of his house."
Right.
But yeah,
it was like a split, like a high ranch. Like
yeah,
split
correct.
Thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I was listening on the first.
Yeah, that's
floor.
Not a basement. That's
not
like
a basement.
You've got a whole,
right.
Like,
it's
house.
Got right.
Yeah,
there's a TV. Yeah,
yeah
there's
I
bathroom.
Know.
But
yeah.
you know, to Russo was the basement. Anyway,
that's funny.
So he'd be like, "Listen, you're on Mike and the Mad Dog here. It's a little embarrassing." I go, "Dog, I'm getting paid $25,000 a year. Where would you like me to live?"
Oh, you got $25,000?
Mike's like, "Is that job still available?"
I go, The starting salary here was $25,000. I'm getting a 3% raise every year.
But hold on,
what would you like me to do?
But you and Chris talking, yeah. That was not on the air.
No, he would bust my chops on the air as well.
Oh, okay.
But that was on the air and off the air. Then the conversation would begin on the air, and then we'd take it off the air.
Right, I got you. Okay. So that's all, yes.
He'd talk about the very fact that Melusis has got to get out of his dad's basement. You got to get a life. I mean, you got to get a life.
You do the impersonation pretty good. Pretty good.
Then you bring up the salary, the conversation's over.
Right. I'd be like, you know, I'm not making what you guys are. Who wouldn't love to have a flat in Manhattan? That's not happening.
Did one of those guys have a spew with Mike and the Mad Dog, what Russo said to you, Moose? We got to get Mike out of delivering food. We got to get him a raise.
That's it.
Okay. No, we got to get your raise. No, we're going to go talk to the boss.
We should. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike is, I would love to, I might actually go.
Oh, no.
I might this actually go funny. Get a hotel where Mike is.
Just order food.
And order food and hope that Biseglia shows up. In the hotel room.
Just video it, please. I'll show you how to use your video.
Imagine I open the door, wearing a robe. Oh, you have my Chinese food. Mike, I'll see you in a few hours.
And you got the hotel slippers on.
Email's coming.
The Hilton with the H on it. Hey, Mike, did they give me extra tea bags?
Stop.
Because I like the Chinese tea.
Okay.
It's perfection!
Dude, all of this that you're doing, Mike, I got to tell you. All of this, the radio producing, the delivering of burritos, all of this stuff you're doing, you're wasting your time. His future is not here on Taz and Moose. And I love you. Moose loves you. Your future is doing play-by-play, my friend. Yes, it is.
No, you're very good. I don't disagree with that, but I don't want to go
Moose,
down that
he's
road.
Good, man.
I agree. He's a good
player. Here's the 1-1. It's a ground ball to Keith Werman. Scoops it up. Throws to first. It's perfection.
Hold on.
Will Roberts has thrown a perfect game.
It's great. It's
so
organic.
Game was under 2 hours, too.
No, but hold on. How many games before that game, how many games have you done?
4 years worth of college baseball. So
that's a lot.
Couple hundred.
And that's all you did? That's how you sounded?
Oh, well, that was the first game. No. That was somewhere in the mix. I don't remember exactly.
Maybe this is
somewhere in the middle
future.
Of it.
Maybe PXP is not in your future. That's inside talk for play-by-play.
The honesty, going down the road of the play-by-play guy, I mean, it's just tough.
Well, what's going on here? You're delivering freaking food.
But honestly, I'm making a lot of money.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's what he told me. I said, how's it going? He goes, you won't believe the money.
Wait, hold on.
The money's
great. Are you serious?
Yeah, the money's good.
And you work when you want to work, right?
It's all on your schedule.
I'm just curious. Now, the way that happens is there's only certain areas you could go to or you want to go to. How do you do the area?
I can go anywhere in the state. Anywhere in the state of New Jersey.
But you set the amount of miles from where you're at. Like you could be.
It will only give me an option that goes within my area.
Well, that's
sometimes
what you're saying. That's
right.
What you're
sometimes it'll be 1 mile. Sometimes it'll be 5 to 7 miles. It's never going to be. It's because it's food. Wait. You can't like get a. You're not.
Has
taking
anyone stiffed you on a tip?
I get. Oh yeah, stiffed on tips all the time.
I always
and
tip
the
big.
Tips are through the app. It's not,
big tipper.
It's all through the app. So sometimes I don't even think people understand how to use it.
Well, then they have the option on that particular company that I'll rename nameless for the rest of the segment, I guess. That you can.
I'm sorry.
You
can.
You can pick ahead.
Home. I thought I'd just add a little bit more color to the cut.
You could pick ahead of time.
Maybe we could get a sponsorship if sales on top
pick
of it.
Ahead of time, the tip you want to put in. I don't do that. I want to see the delivery service, how it's done.
And that's the way I like it. I want you to tip based on my performance. I want to have a great tip. You'll get great service when you order with me.
Let me give you a little advice, Moose.
I
know
advice.
You know this, Moose. You don't want to do this to somebody. Did you just say you love advice?
Yeah.
This is why you're successful.
All right, what?
I'm getting there, Moose. So here's the thing. You don't, when you're delivering food with one of these companies, don't pull in someone's driveway.
Oh, boy.
I agree with you.
I almost beat a guy's ass 2 weeks ago. He pulled into my front of my driveway. I don't know how he got into the gated area, but we let him in. And he gets in. And
I don't think I'd ever want to deliver food to Tez.
Moose, let me tell you what happened, bro.
I don't care what the tip
this is. Friggin' guy's car looked like it was falling apart. And what happens is I said to him, here you go, sir. Enjoy. I said, listen, is that car leaking any oil?
Oh, my God.
He's like, well, I had a gasket issue. I go, dude, you pull in my driveway? Look at these paving stones. You pull in my friggin' driveway, and you got a gasket problem? Get the hell out of here.
Taz, you got to relax a little bit.
Yeah. Dude, this would be a great story.
That's a Sunday morning right there. That was egg sandwiches.
Enjoy your fondue.
You got to take a deep breath a little bit.
Mike goes, this would be a good story.
This has been like this 51 years. It's not the hill to die on. I mean, come on.
Every hill I die on.
You're
going to
have a heart
attack. Every hill.
You're going to drop dead.
I know. You got to be careful.
You're worried about a guy leaking. Are you leaking air conditioning coolant onto my brand new paving stone? The guy's
that's
like,
called
what?
Water.
Dude, you just ordered food. Get off your rear end and go pick it up.
Yeah, I don't need it. No. I don't need him. Look, these food delivery things are the greatest thing in the world.
I agree with you, but you're complaining to a guy about whether or not his car is leaking fluid onto your paving stones.
I had a gasket problem. Then why are you in my driveway?
Right. My there leather
are,
shoes
I don't
are
have
too
blacktop
tight.
In
there,
my driveway.
There are times, though, where you have to pull in a driveway if you're on a busy road, and if you don't, you're
my
in
ass.
The road.
That comes with the risk of the money people like you make, okay? It's part of the job risk.
I mean, Mike, I do give you credit. I do give you credit. Hustling, trying to make extra money for you and your wife, that's great. That's a good job. I mean, you got to do what you have to do. Not trying to poke fun or make it fun. I mean, there are a lot of people that wear second and third jobs out there that listen to us every single day. You know, my mom worked two jobs growing up. I mean, so, like, and we all know Taz talked about the fact. What's that?
Now. I feel bad now.
No. We're having fun. We're having fun in terms of.
Fun.
We love Mike. I mean, but people will be like, oh, you're making fun of people working. No, it's not that. I don't want people to overreact. We're just having a good time. Mike is, I give Mike credit. I told him that when I found out. I give you credit. You got to do what you got to do.
Well,
I'll just say it's actually helped me as a radio producer because the amount of content that I am listening to now in the car on podcasts from different sports, the knowledge that is being pumped into my brain and ideas is because I have nothing but time in the car.
Finally.
So I'm listening to sports all the time.
You know what you should do? You should go to the area where Kyrie Irving just bought a house.
It's crossed my mind already. Yep.
And just put on the app and hope that he orders food.
May have already done it.
Wow. What would you do?
Look at you.
It was every time I get an order, I'm looking if it says Kyrie. It'll say first name and then the first initial of the last name. It crosses my mind every time.
What would you do if you delivered to Kyrie's massive home?
I would run in there and hide.
No, would you ask him for his autograph?
I would ask for a photo. I would tell him a diehard Nets fan.
Don't do any
I'd give
of that.
Him a key.
No,
oh, I would
no,
mark out.
No,
yep.
No,
oh, yeah.
God,
how
no.
could you not? And I think he'd be really nice and
just,
sensitive.
If you're doing that, don't wear a Taz and a Moose shirt. If you're doing don't wear it. Please. I don't want any affiliation with someone doing that.
I wear the Taz and Moose shirt out every time.
You're a grown-ass man, please. That's, listen.
So you can bother the one that Pete wears every day.
Well, that's a hot
God,
jacket.
That thing yeah. smell.
Poor Pete. Poor Pete's minding his business. He's just getting attacked. Just there.
It is funny you mentioned the Kyrie Irving thing.
He walked out before and said, my donuts, nobody's eating them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's consumed them.
He's walking around.
Ridiculous.
He's
maybe you should have
around.
Mike deliver them somewhere.
He made another announcement.
They don't deliver.
Right. Izzo walked in and Pete goes, can you eat them? Izzo's like, I just got here.
That's what he did that to Izzo too? Wow, dude, you got to stop that. How about the donuts? That's what he's been doing the break. I didn't know what he was doing.
I spent harder than money. I worked two jobs, too. I'm going to go have a Boston cream.
Well, my wife's not
No, they're all gone. I ate them.
Oh, no, she is. I can't have
You can't have
Don, I'm not eating the Boston cream.
No, he's had. I gave him a protein bar. Low carb, high protein.
Thank you,
all way. Listen, we do all work. You try to hustle, you're right. And that's the thing. And Mike, And Mike's doing it's not that Mike needs the money. He makes plenty of money here at CBS Sports Radio. Mike's doing it because he enjoys food and he loves to drive. So that's why.
You've actually been. I'm actually giving my all my paychecks going to the Taz and Moose charity.
Stop, dude. Stop.
Just us driving and
855-212-4227.
Oh, my God.
We'll give you the three headlines. He likes food and he likes to drive.
That's it. Really
right,
simple.
Right. He loves highly caffeinated drinks late at night. 855-212-4227. It's Taz Moose, the Big Three. The Three comes your way next, right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. The quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
No, Moose, I just realized something. What if this happens? This is bad. No, what if, oh no, what if Mike does so well with this food delivery service on his app that he's making so much coin he leaves us?
Well, that would be a loss. I'd miss
that.
Mike.
Would suck.
Mike.
Well, it's a supplemental job. It's not a full time for me.
You like burritos? No. All right, I understand. I don't want to leave us.
No, I don't want Mike to leave.
No, I don't either.
I love Mike.
He was giving me all the details on it. Pretty interesting.
I know. I found out the other day.
Yeah, I didn't know that. You know, I wasn't here, but yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, I gave Mike some tips from the other side. From the customer side.
Actually, was your brain about what can make him even a better delivery man.
Here's the problem. The way you say it, too much.
It's true.
Andrew, you caught that, right? It's just the moose inflection. It's priceless.
Well, I know. So, I got it earlier today.
I get it every day. You get it. I get it every freaking day. I get it every segment.
All right, back to me and deliveries.
I get it every day. Anyway,
enjoying this.
So
do I? Because my wife says the same thing.
Yeah, it's just it's the condescending inflection, the fade away. Yeah.
There's
it's
a disdain in there.
Is there really?
Yeah. It's impossible to replicate. You are the only one who knows
how to
do it.
I'm home. What? Yeah,
it's the way you're inflecting his voice, like your voice. You'll fade away. I don't know if you could play back. No, this guy's over here. He's busy seeing who's eating his donuts. But it's the way you fade away in your statement about someone in a, like, not a rude, condescending tone. It's just like a fade away, and it's like you're left there with your...
You couldn't care less.
You're left there with your dog in your hand.
You're going to be a better delivery man.
Yeah. It's like, well, I was saying, I lost my train of thought on that because it was something about Mike, and what was I was going somewhere about the delivery, about you leaving...
Well, he's picking your brain about what would make him a...
better delivery driver.
I wanted to hear from the consumer standpoint.
Yeah, so, and I was saying, let's just be careful, you know, because if the food's late, you know, and then you cancel an order, like you get a negative rating, and I think that's what's going on with Mike. He only canceled one, but because the restaurant screwed, you know.
I don't need to get into the details.
No, we're not going to.
It was something that happened. I did have to cancel one order out of 206.
But the thing is, like,
you've delivered 200.
How many orders?
206.
Oh,
wow. I just found out about this past couple of days. How long have you been delivering?
3 weeks.
3 years.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
How long have you been delivering?
I wanted to see how it went
first. I thought it was going to be like 50 or 60 deliveries. 206 deliveries?
Yeah, 206.
Holy cow.
Now, how many hours a day are you committing?
All.
Five.
5 hours every day.
Yeah, but you're not always making deliveries. Sometimes I'll just... literally be sitting in my car waiting.
This is the number one question.
You're sitting in your car
waiting
idle,
for an order to come
waiting
in.
For
told you, likes to drive.
A lot of Stranger Things.
Does Leon make the trips with you?
No, only one time.
God, you have a warming tray in your car.
I have a gimmick bag.
Moose, are you asking because you want to do this too?
Wife and I call it the gimmick.
No. Moose has time. He'll figure out. He's got
Moose will teach it. It's great.
Moose has an extra 45 minutes, I think, on Sundays. He can squeeze it in.
Sundays are the day.
To Applebee's.
Some people are lazy on Sundays and need it all time for the day.
Every day.
In between shows at SNY, some guy would be like, "Didn't I just see you?
Are you just on TV? Here's your pepperoni pie. Have a good day.
Weren't you just breaking down the Yankees?
And now I'm back with your pizza.
Right. Now you're handing me two egg rolls.
You understand? Do you understand how my son just picked up hockey? It's an expensive sport.
Here's
if I refer you, I get $200.
But here's the here's the $1 million question. Are you, this is the problem here, Moose. Are you, like, you know, you go to McDonald's and you're delivering French fries and burgers. Are you dipping into the fries while you drive to this person's house?
I addressed this in my first podcast. I have not yet, but I've thought about it.
You have a podcast? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so.
You can't do that.
And no, I've never done.
So this is what happens.
Food. I'm joking.
Well, I never know what you, but this is what happens. See, like McDonald's, for example, Moose, they have a sticker thing. That they seal your bag.
Yeah. Right.
So if a heathen like a Mike.
Well,
you know,
Mike I would trust.
If they hand you the bag where it's ripped open, don't eat it.
I would not.
You know what I mean?
I would not.
Some of the restaurants, like this restaurant I get a lot of Italian food from, they staple. The guy uses like 1,000 staples. Not Olive Garden.
That's great.
My ass.
Olive Garden to seal it up. Can't get into it.
Olive Garden. Did you say Olive Garden's great? Is that what you just said?
So the guy's not cracking out a fork, dipping into your
correct
spaghetti.
This guy staples. No, I go to this place.
Keep the food warm.
Right. Half my pasta is gone. I only have a quarter meatball.
The guy pulls up. He's got red sauce on his chin. There you go, son. Thank you. Hey, you son of a... Yeah, no, I go to this really beautiful place called La Piazza. And they, what happens is they staple the hell out of the stuff.
That's smart. That's smart.
I get a nice mousse.
Trust
love
nobody.
I get
life.
A brick oven whole wheat pizzaiette. It's a small personal pizza, thin crust whole wheat.
Oh, okay.
With
nice.
Whey topping, whey cheese, whey mozzarella. Oh yeah, protein power, baby. And then sounds you just then you get a little
mozzarella.
Yeah,
you don't.
Oh, that does.
There's
muscle
no
building,
way La
muscle
Piazza's got whey mozzarella.
Well,
get out of here.
Well,
that
cheese
on.
Then?
You're going full-blown meat lover special.
No, I don't do the meat.
Low you're sodium.
Doing, you're doing no, a no, Tommy Boy Chris Farley. I still got a meat lovers in the back.
No, I know that. No, my go-to on the pie.
Do you have turkey sausage over there?
No, no, I do. On a topping, I like a little crumble sausage.
Yeah, so do you. Delicious.
Nothing else. I don't do the pepperoni. You do the pepperoni?
No, I like sausage.
Listen, Moose, I got one the other day from La Piazza. Me and my son, this is it. No.
Whey got, protein pepperoni.
No, we went a little unhealthy. Listen, you'll love this. Yeah. We got a pizzaiette. Yeah. With regular mozzarella, regular dough, with prosciutto on top.
Ooh. Delicious. So did they drizzle it with olive oil?
There was a lot of oil. So for the guy or the girl that's living in Kansas City, okay.
They great pizza, a little fresh basil over the
they
top.
Might not know what prosciutto is over there.
I think they do.
I think they've been to a deli.
You got some of that prosciutto?
Right, we're not. Right. I don't think. I don't,
prosciutto?
I think Italian delis have crossed over the Mississippi.
There's just more of them here.
I think they made their way west.
Where I live, they're everywhere.
I think there's an Italian or two in the greater Missouri area.
You got that sopressata? You got that sopressata sausage? It's super sad.
Any ricotta?
Yeah, look at that ricotta. That mozzarella? It's mozzarella.
Right. If there's
a guy in Dallas is like, what the hell is this? Yeah, good talking in about. Dallas. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, but listen, Mike, just, you know, don't go in anyone's bag and...
He's not going. Mike's not going.
No, I keep it professional. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I just don't have Leon putting his face... Show. Imagine you get the food delivered from Mike, and he's got Leon in a passenger seat with his face in your French
on
fries.
Shoulder.
The cat. He's got the warming bag, though.
Dude, if a guy delivers the food to your house, and you and Donna, and you
I'm not really inspecting the car.
Well, hold on. No, not that. But the guy pulls up to your porch. He gets on your porch, and Donna sees the guy's got a cat on his shoulder delivering your hamburgers. I mean, that's going to be a problem in the house, wouldn't it?
That
my
would
wife
be a problem.
Would friggin' go nuts.
No, that would be a problem. But
yes, that would be.
Yeah, I don't think Mike would be asked back.
I don't think my cat's not joining me on deliveries.
If a guy had a parrot on his shoulder, that'd be fun.
Yeah, he'd be a pirate.
He'd also be a pirate.
Right. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
You might get better tips if you were a pirate delivery guy.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
All right,
here we go.
Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah,
we
my
got
bad.
The three coming your way.
I'm bothering you guys, as always. My fault. Apparently, James Harden and Chris Paul did need a divorce after all. The Rockets trading Paul and protected first-round picks in 24 and 26 to Oklahoma City for Russell Westbrook. Houston gets 3.5 years younger point guard while reuniting Westbrook with James Harden. Their last season together in OKC was 2012. That was Harden's third year in the league. The Thunder, meanwhile, have now gained 8 first-round picks in the last 6 days. They also save money because Paul's contract is cheaper and shorter than Westbrook's. OKC said to be open to moving Paul onto a more competitive team. The Heat would make some sense since they wanted Westbrook, but we don't know their feeling yet on CP3. Grayson Allen at it again. In the Summer League last night in Vegas, Allen given flagrant fouls on consecutive plays in the fourth quarter against the Celtics. First, he pushed rookie Grant Williams to the court as Williams set a screen. Then he hit Williams across the head as he attempted a layup on the following play.
I saw that. I mean, it wasn't that. I mean, that like horrible. I wasn't. I don't know if you saw that. I mean, like Grayson Allen came across with his forearm on top of his head. I don't think, Andrew, that he like clubbed him. I would
be more on his side if he wasn't Grayson Allen. I mean, he did swing and miss. And he was nowhere near the basketball when he knocked him in the back of the head. Do I think he was trying to give him a forearm shiver? No, but he probably could have.
He's got a lot of
reined
heat.
Himself in a little bit.
No, he's got a lot of heat, Grayson Allen. He always does. He's
got
not
the
a likable
worst
guy.
No. Face too. He looks like such a putz after all these
See,
things.
Like Andrew, remember I was saying that about someone recently, Moose?
Yes,
that,
I do.
About people's faces. See,
yes.
Andrew just said
Andrew
it.
Who doesn't like Grayson Allen's face?
No. Nope. Mark that down.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, so, I saw that foul. Like, but he's not a likable guy. He's got heat. So
got a history.
Right, yes, he's got more heat than a Monster and Godzilla movie.
The Texas Rangers.
I don't even want to follow that.
The Texas Rangers and Houston Astros got a head start in the second half.
Boosie gave it a whoa. He didn't give it the typical big whoa. Right. He gave it a whoa.
Yeah, move on, guys.
I was like, ooh, that's pretty good.
I didn't say that. No. Let's continue the Godzilla
game. The Rangers, a 5-0 win over the Astros last night. Four of those runs came in the first inning, while Lance Lynn K'd 11-7. Astros outfielder Jake Marisnyk is appealing his 2-game suspension for running over Angels catcher Jonathan Lucroy Sunday. Marisnyk has all the sympathy for Lucroy.
I can't imagine what Jonathan's going through right now. He got bad into it. I'm sorry to him just for even having to go through this. Sorry to the Angels fans, the Angels team as a whole. It's a bad incident. It's an accident. I feel terrible.
Lucroy has a concussion and a broken nose. The NFL has reportedly shelved its program for full-time officials as labor negotiations continue between the two sides. For now, all those officials, again, are part-timers, but this could change again when a new labor deal is in place. The current one ends in May. The Wimbledon men's semifinals are just underway. Novak Djokovic has a 4-1 lead in the first set on Roberto Bautista Agut. Once they're done, it's Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. Nadal holds a 10-3 edge in Grand Slam meetings, including the epic 2008 Wimbledon final, the last time they met at the All England Club. Mystics forward Elena Deladon and Aces forward Asia Wilson, the leading vote-getters for the WNBA All-Star Game. That's later this month in Vegas. They're the captains. They get to pick their squads. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
And, you too, Moose.
Yeah, take care, pal. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Taz, I'll see you Monday.
Okay,
sure. Here we go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
The Rockets trade for Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, they do. Chris Paul going to Oklahoma City, as are two picks, 2024, 2026. Right to swap in 2021 and 2023, right? So, those are the that's what's going back to Oklahoma City. Westbrook and Harden back together again. We're part of a team that went to the NBA Finals in Oklahoma City along with Kevin Durant 2012. Taz lost to LeBron James, the Miami Heat. But it didn't take all that long. I thought it would take longer than it did. Surprising, not stunning, because you heard Houston was in the mix.
Right.
But you thought Miami was the overwhelming favorite. You and I both thought he was going to go to Miami. He does not. He ends up in Houston. And I give the Rockets credit for Daryl Morey not sitting still, understanding it's not going to work. They're not winning with Paul and Harden. Got to flip it up a little bit now, see if it works with Westbrook and Harden.
Yeah, I was, I was a little surprised. I really, like you were just saying, I really felt like he was going to the Heat. I just thought him and Jimmy Butler together. You know, and there's been this scuttlebutt. We talked about it. We slightly disagreed and debated a little bit the other day about, you know, a lot of people, as you were pointing out, a lot of players don't want to play or hadn't want to play, whatever, with Russ Westbrook. But, you know, sounds like Harden wants to play with him. So that's the key there. And let's see if they can get it done. I mean, I think it's a big upgrade, and we talked a lot about this earlier. By the way, for those that didn't hear the bulk of the first hour, you could download that at radio.com on the app or the website or Apple Podcasts and check out the podcast of our show, which drops every single day for free. So where we cover a plethora of topics. But, yeah, this is big. I mean, if you're a Rockets fan, Moose, you got to be happy, no?
I mean, I would think so. Yeah, I mean, and you're happy with the fact you knew Harden and Paul weren't seeing eye to eye. Harden and Westbrook wanted to play together. Morey gets aggressive. You know, he realizes he doesn't care about the future picks because he's trying to win a championship in the here and now, Taz. And he realized it wasn't going to work. So he's able to unload that brutal contract for Chris Paul. Now the next chip to fall in the NBA is going to be, where does Chris Paul end up? And there are rumors and there's conversation between Presti and Paul's agent about trying to find him a new home. We'll see if they can. The reports are the Miami Heat are interested. Let's see if he ends up down in Miami.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I don't know, man. it's just my gut, man. Moose, I just don't feel like CP3 is going to be on the Heat.
I don't think there's a lot of options, though, for him.
I know.
You might be right. I mean, it might not. That's an old backcourt. If you're going to put Paul and Jimmy Butler together, not saying that Butler is that old, but you know Paul is 34. He's been around a lot. He's played a lot of NBA basketball. He's looking to try and win. He thought he was going to be able to win down in Houston with the Rockets, Taz. That didn't work. You might be right. He might not end up in Miami. I don't know where he's going to end up then.
So do you, would you, if you had a bet, would you think it's Miami?
I don't know why Miami would be interested in Chris Paul. Let me put it to you that way.
Yeah.
Because I think Paul, you know where I think Paul would probably be the perfect landing spot would be the Lakers.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
You've got LeBron, and you throw a Paul there. But I don't think the Lakers aren't players for Chris Paul because they don't have the contracts to unload. They just spent the money they spent on free agents.
Right.
So they can't unload those guys that they just signed until December 15th.
Yeah.
So. Other than that, Taz, where's he going?
I think the news, I don't know. I think the CP3 news is going to drop quick, either today or tomorrow. There's a lot of money there spread out, but I don't know. This is not going to be drawn out.
I think it's a hard contract to get rid of.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Taz, it's 124
million.
And then he's got a fourth-year player option for 47.
Man, I'll tell you what. I don't know. Do you know who his agent is? Because whoever it is did a great job.
Well, they did an unbelievable job. That 64-71. So he's got 4 years. He's going to opt into that player deal, $47 million. So you're looking at 4 years and roughly $171 million coming his way?
As a 34-year-old NBA point guard.
That can't stay healthy.
Right. That's deep into the twilight of his career. Yeah, I'm saying financially, business-wise. Yeah. My man.
He's getting paid.
He hit a home run. Different sport, but you get it.
You're right about that.
Yeah. Number two.
Melvin Gordon will demand trade without a new deal.
Yeah, so Melvin Gordon leveraged. Taz and I discussed it, kicking off the second hour this morning. If you're a LA Charger fan, last thing you want to hear. If you're in that Chargers franchise, last thing you want to hear, Taz. He averaged nearly 115 yards per scrimmage a year ago at 14 touchdowns, 2 consecutive Pro Bowls. He's been great in that Charger offense. And it's been a difference maker. And the Chargers picked up his fifth-year rookie option due to make a tad over $5 million this year. And he's looking for a restructured deal. He's looking for a new contract. If he doesn't do it, doesn't get it, he wants a trade or he's going to sit.
So. Right, and Melvin Gordon, he has received an offer from the Chargers, but not. They felt like him and his people, Melvin Gordon and his people, felt that the offer was not a fair deal. And so right now the talks have been dead, apparently. That's the reports out of San Diego. So if Gordon, he's subject to fines up to $40,000 per day, ladies and gentlemen, if he doesn't report to camp per the collective bargaining agreement. So, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. This guy needs to get paid. You got to pay him. You and I talked at length before. I brought up some of the guys behind him on the depth chart for the LA Chargers as far as that running back spot. You got guys like Justin Jackson, you got Austin Eckler, you got Dortrez Newsome. This is no disrespect to these athletes, but these are not primetime running backs here.
No, they need
Philip Rivers as the QB wants at running back, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not. Rivers is a quarterback that's trying to win in the here and now.
Number three.
NFL suspends full-time officiating program.
Yeah, so... I know, listen, there's a lot to, just talking about payment, health benefits, there's a lot that goes into making guys that full-time, officials on the field, Taz. But if you're thinking about it in the here and now, the NFL said not so much.
Yeah, I know. Listen, what is the deal? So the NFL suspends the officiating program. Okay, so, why are we even talking about this?
Well, no. It's a point where it's been a topic of conversation in the National Football League. About basically making their officials full-time, right? And that's no longer the case. And from a practical standpoint, though, the NFL will have minimal impact on this season. Most of the additional responsibilities assigned to full-time officials are focused on off-season work. All officials work full-time once the preseason begins, but the move presents a step backward for coaches, players, and fans who have implored the NFL to use every means possible available to improve its officiating.
So and that is. And here's the thing, though. After the way we saw the NFC Championship game with the Rams and the Chargers, I'm sorry, the Rams and the Saints, what we saw happen, how the Saints got, with that PI, that pass interference, in the wide open field where the Saints just got screwed.
Yeah.
And, like now you can't work out a program? You can't work something out?
No. And so their CBA with the NFLRA expires May 31st, 2020. It's all part of the negotiating process. So it could change, but right now they've suspended it.
All right.
So there you go. Taz Moose on this Friday morning. We're coming back. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, there you go. And my wife, Donna, was listening, and Donna is listening right now. I did not eat the Boston cream, though.
Oh, don't lie, Moose. No. He didn't.
Thanks,
Easy. I didn't eat it either, so.
Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Paul in Nashville, Taz. Titans head coach Mike Vrabel said he would trade his manhood for a Super Bowl. Are you buying this? No.
Well, that's a guy who really wants to win. Let's be honest.
You're not doing that. Lopping off your manhood for a Super Bowl for a Vince Lombardi trophy?
Well, he's trying to make his former coach Belichick proud. That's all that is.
You're right. Wants to win it all.
Oh, God, Mike's great. Look at him.
Mike Vrabel, there you have it. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
You know, you talk about the donuts, you know, about the Boston cream. You know, it's funny because I got to hit the dentist in a little while. I got to get this this temporary crown's going to be taken out. New crown Jones
good
goes in.
Nice.
I know it might be a good little rib on Joe, the dentist, if I just have a Boston cream right before I walk in.
And I'm sure he'll love that.
He's like, I got to.
No one love that. The dental hygienist.
They've got to clean that. We got to clean out your mouth before we put the crown in because you got a little cruller on top of it.
Right.
Get
exactly.
Some chocolate fudge. Yeah.
Right. You've got the chocolate, you've got the cream, and then you've got donut particles. That'd be great.
Because, yeah. Then maybe you have
do
a little beef jerky.
Do they have to numb you down for that?
No, I don't. Dude, I hope not. Do they? No.
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't have a crown.
I don't think they do.
I'm asking.
I've gotten a crown in the past. The temporary crown, he does like a little pry job. He pries it off.
Oh, it's
no, it doesn't. I don't know why it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt?
There's a way, I think they leave a little type of clip thing in. I'm not kidding. And they put the tool under it. He's pretty soft hands. And pop it out. I don't think I got to get numbed up with an injection.
Good. That's good.
You know,
because
I don't
that's
think
the
so.
Worst. Because
that's
then it's worst. Like 3-4 hours afterwards. You can't do anything.
Right. The first sitting, I had to do that. For them to take the cavity out and make the crown, double needle shot Jones.
And you can't eat anything. They're like, don't have anything to eat, just something to drink because you might bite your tongue.
Yeah. The pain, though, of the injection.
Oh, it's terrible.
And nobody does this guy, Joe? He grabs my cheek. He goes, oh, you feel a pinch. And what he does is, as he's injecting, he pinches my freaking mouth so hard. So he thinks that, like, mask the injection.
Oh, he's trying to, I got that.
So instead of just the injection hurting, the pinch of my face
hurts.
But
you're not thinking about the injection.
He pinches my face like my grandmother used to, God rest her soul. Doctor. You know?
There you have it.
So, hey, Joe, I call you Doc? No, just Joe. All right.
And next week, you and Bogus are going to be doing the show the entire. I'm off all next week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
I'm Andrew Bogus.
See what happens? I'll do the best I can with him.
You guys will be great. You'll do a great show.
Yeah, we've done it before.
I'm going to be on vacation all next week.
Going to miss you, Moose.
I'm going to miss you guys
gonna
as
miss
well.
Going to miss you.
I'll be doing monologues at 6 a.m. to my sons.
Oh, waking them up.
Wait, no, they'll be up. Are you serious? Oh,
that's right. They'll be up. You'll be sitting there at the table.
Right. They'll be like, Daddy, I'm tired of hearing about the NBA.
Let's talk about the Rockets.
I'm tired of hearing about the NBA. I agree with Taz. Yes. Enough NBA talk.
All right, the three.
Daddy, does Mike really deliver egg rolls?
Right, exactly. Could he deliver us cookies?
Probably could.
But no, listen, have a great week of shows next
week.
I'll miss you guys.
Have a great vacation. You and your family. Enjoy.
Mike, Pete, great job. Bogus with the updates. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.